All right, it's halftime here at the Marvel Athletic Field, and the Gladstone Braves on finally playing at home, taking on the Westwood Patriots out of Ishpeming today. And in our first of our player spotlight, we're going to have a little beef in our broadcast here today with a couple of linemen. And Max Wilson is here. How you doing, Max?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, when you wear a number north of 60, you've got a job to do that nobody else does, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, playing football, were you always a lineman when you were in Pop Warner and everything?
I didn't start playing actually until I was a sophomore, but yeah, I was always a lineman.
Well, it's good to have you out for the team. You've adjusted well, haven't you? Tell me about how you feel things have gone for yourself the last 2 years.
I think it's been a pretty crazy journey, you know, just starting out, not really knowing what to do, but I think I've learned a lot, and I love playing, so.
So what made you decide to come and play football in the 10th grade when you never played it when you were little?
I think a big part of it was I was in wrestling, and I wanted a sport that would, because I was in cross country before, I wanted a sport that would better prepare me for wrestling.
Yeah, you're not a marathon runner, are you?
No.
No.
It's pretty slow.
So, with football, you just kind of grind in there and try to knock people over, right?
Yeah.
You know, you guys took a couple beatings, hey, the first few weeks. Mm-hmm. And I know that you know, you have a lot of pride, and that didn't feel good to be manhandled like that, did it?
No.
So how'd you guys turn it around last week? I know obviously it's different. They're a smaller team than we played the first 3 weeks. But tell me how you guys adjusted what you guys do with your technique and everything.
Well, really, we just adjusted mentally. Like, we got to come out the first two games. We played great the first quarter, but then kind of fell off. We just had to kind of get that mentality of all four quarters.
You guys had a lot of pancake tackles there against them guys up in Hancock. How does that feel as a lineman?
It feels great when you can get them on the ground like that.
Yeah. Because I'm sure you guys watched film, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't do everything right.
No.
But you did more right than any other game this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me tonight, Westwood, a team that's pretty similar to Hancock. So how do you feel you guys, as you looked at film, will do tonight?
I think if we come out and we play our game, we should be able to win.
So you tell me you didn't play football when you were younger, but you have wrestled. Talk about wrestling and how important that is to you. You've been doing that a while.
Yeah, this will be eighth year, maybe,
yeah.
I think.
And you guys have had a lot of success as a team, too, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. We went to states the last 3 years for teams. That was a really cool experience.
You got to tell the kid on the other team not to throw his headgear, hey?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was something else. But you guys, what's it like to be a part of the Gladstone Wrestling program, though, knowing the tradition, you know the names like Valier going way back and stuff like that?
Well, I just think it's really cool. You know, a lot of how good, like when they're good wrestlers on a team, it makes everyone else better because you go up against those guys in practice. And you can't kind of learn from them. So I was able to learn from, like, Austin Solis and Brett Boudreau and all them guys.
So this year, without guys like Terry up there and Big Racine and them guys, we got Little Racine, but not...
I'm sure he thinks he's Big Racine.
I think he does. Well, he should after last week's performance, right? But he'll be on in a minute. But the guys that graduated were so good and all UP, and now you guys have to do it. Tell me, you know, the mindset for you and the guys that now all of a sudden you look over there and those guys aren't there anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it was really hard for us because with not much of us starting last year, like, we didn't get that experience. But I think, like, we watch those guys. We know how to do stuff. We just got to, you know, work hard and put it all together.
So what do you like to do besides play football? We talked about wrestling, but you're getting close to grad. You got senioritis yet?
Nope.
You're not? Okay. So, but what are your plans after high school, man?
I'm going to try and be an engineer and try and go to Michigan Tech.
Well, I'm an NMU guy, so I don't really like that too much. But I understand, all right? That's a good school for engineers. You make a lot more money than radio guys, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Max, give your shout-outs, man.
I'd like to shout out my parents, my grandparents, my girlfriend, and We'll show it to Gladstone Merch and Dave's.
Yeah, they're finally here, right?
Yep.
All right, who's the woman? You got it. Always got to say the name of the woman on the air.
Kaylin Johnson.
All right, so now even if she's not listening, somebody will tell her their name got on the radio.
Yeah.
You'll be in good standing. You won't. All right, Max, go get him today.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, Max Wilson, everybody, in our halftime show. Marcus Racine will be with us after this timeout. And it is a 2-minute break live from the Marble Athletic Field. This is Gladstone Braves football.